Wild Outside by Les Stroud. Read, well, by me. There are three parts to every story in this book. My adventure logbook, the main story, and sidebars that tell you more about the places I visited and how I survived there. Here are the sounds you'll hear to indicate each part of the story. Is used for the adventure logbook and mission accomplished sidebar. Means I'm about to launch into the main story. Is for the prepare, observe, react, and adapt parts. Is for the try this at home sidebar. Is for the other sidebars. For additional content, check out the audiobook supplement at www.anikpress.com. I'm dedicating this to the kid with an adventurous heart. Is that you? Your introduction to adventure. One of my favorite places to explore when I was growing up in Mimico, in the west end of Toronto, Ontario, was a shallow and rocky local creek. It was behind a big hospital parking lot and underneath a highway, yet there were deer and foxes and blue herons and raccoons and bees and even some rare plants. I could pretend to be on a great wilderness adventure. I had two heroes back then, an undersea explorer and filmmaker named Jacques Cousteau, and a fictional book and movie character named Tarzan the Ape Man. Because of Cousteau, I wanted to be a nature filmmaker, and because of Tarzan, I wanted to go on adventures in the jungles of the world. Eventually, I combined both of them into one person, Survivor Man, aka me. After years of training in survival, adventure, and filmmaking, I came up with this idea of going out into the wilderness alone and figuring out how to survive in different locations all around the world. I wanted to film those adventures so I could show people how to survive and share in the incredible experiences I had in nature. Soon, Survivor Man became a successful show seen by millions of people. I was credited as the guy who invented a whole new type of TV program, Survival TV. As Survivor Man, I've traveled more than 800,000 kilometers, that's 500,000 miles, around the globe, from the lush jungles of Papua New Guinea and the sun-scorched sands of the Kalahari Desert to the harsh cold of the Canadian North. I've caught, trapped, fished for, foraged, and cultivated wilderness food to keep my belly full. I've learned how to make a home out of leaves, vines, branches, and rocks. I've watched animals and even plants to learn how they survive. But it all started by that creek in the city. My experiences there gave me a thirst for adventure, the itch to see what was around the next corner. It was also where I learned to be aware of my environment and to work with my surroundings to solve problems and overcome challenges. That's something everyone can do, whether in your own backyard, at a local park, or on a camping trip far into the wilderness. Learning to prepare for your journeys, observe your surroundings, react to unexpected situations, and adapt to your environment can help you have wonderful adventures closer to home and beyond. In each chapter, I'll show you how I've put these four key components of adventure: preparation, observation, reaction, and adaptation to the test in the wilderness and what I've learned from the natural world. You'll see what can happen when one of these components is forgotten or ignored, and what I would do differently, or not, if I could do it all over again. You don't need to be lost in the jungle or on a deserted island to enjoy the wonder of a new experience, to discover amazing plants and animals, or to challenge yourself in the outdoors. Nature is everywhere around you. It's right outside your door. But if you're inside and listening to this audiobook, then be aware you're about to take another step along an adventurous trail. You won't be alone on your adventure. I'll be right by your side. And I want you to be super prepared. Every story in this audiobook features some of the gear.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?